I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:12 Monday morning. This is it, people. We're in the home stretch on the whole year thing.
Yeah.
Well, and the holidays. What's better than this?
Oh, my God. I know. It's great.
One of the things I did over vacation. I can't think of her name. Dang it. I went and did Surfin' Santa, last Saturday, Santa comes up. Normally, he surfs in, but the surf was small right there, so he canoed in.
On the beach?
On the beach.
Oh, funny.
Santa canoes in. All the kids flock to him.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, run in and...
Funny.
And then Santa sits down and hears all the boys and girls' requests.
Wishes, et cetera. Right.
So I did that on Saturday. And
just this past Saturday?
Yeah. Okay. And some lady walks up and goes,
"Is it Capitola by the Sea surfing? Santa Claus arrives in California.
Mm-hmm.
Arrives by canoe."
Right. He normally surfs in, but I guess there was not much.
Gotta have surf.
In that spot. Right. Anyway, someone came up and goes, "Hey, I'll keep it down, but I'm a big fan." I'm like, okay.
I'll keep it down.
I don't know.
You're kind of a big deal, Vin.
Yeah, Vin.
Yeah, but I'm in play. Whatever. So she goes, I was Yuzette's person in Sonoma or something. And I'm all right. I don't know what that meant. I don't know if there was a win. Like, I went,
"Oh, you don't know her name?"
She said her name. If I saw her picture, I would absolutely recognize her.
It might have been one of the girls' weekends.
Okay.
Where girls won, it was an online contest, and girls got to go, and we went and partied.
And so you have an arm that you grab regularly, and she's your person?
Or maybe it was a floaty race in Sonoma.
Could have been anything.
I didn't.
Yuzette always has people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said hi, and then.
Hi, person.
I think I was in the face painting line at the time, so.
It sounds like they have a lot going on. It says here 150 fine artists, mountain wineries, gourmet food.
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds fun. I've never heard of that. Mm. Is this your first year doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, neato.
Yeah, the missus is, she really knows how to run a schedule.
Anyway, that looks really fun.
It looks like it's put on by the Capitola Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it was super fun.
And so that's a yearly thing, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, they love to see Santa.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
And Isla's at a point now where she's probably not scared of Santa anymore.
Oh, she is frothing for everything, every single thing about Christmas.
Christmas
time. Did you make a list?
Is here.
She's...
Do you give her the Sears catalog?
The list never stops. We just went to Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday, and she's like, "You know what I really want?" And I'm like, "No, what?" "This."
And I'm What was it?
It was nothing. It was she did it 30 times. You know how that store is a circle?
Yes. Yeah.
She did it. I go, "Do you?" At the end, we're finally coming around to the register. I go, "Do you know how many times you've said that to me?" She's, "I don't know, 30? Like,
it's a good count.
Like 30. But this thing is the one. I'm like, "No, none of it."
There's a lot of stuff at the end of that loop that is very,
but
that
it's just that, into. It's just that.
But she went like a teapot.
She's
and then
just, yeah, just all.
Then like a special towel.
Tripping out on
and
every
then this,
little
catches
thing.
Her eye
pillow
on that level.
Must be great. Right. They had that candle section.
Slippers with glitter all over them.
Oh! God, that sounds great.
So anyway, yes, she's working on the list, but it's all the stuff.
Yes. She should just write. And here's a list of the stuff I don't want.
If you don't remember, I'd forgotten about this, but it's the commercials too. So the commercials come on the TV and she's like, "Okay, you guys, you know what I want for Christmas? That." And points to the screen and you're like, "Oh my God, that is junk."
Right. Yeah,
you don't want that.
Worthless junk.
Here's your balloon. Shut up.
You should do. Just get like 10 balloons, put them in boxes, wrap them.
Suddenly the balloons won't be useful anymore. Sorry. Anyway, trash time, it's everyone.
Hooman, this is kind of for you. These are the top 10 movies of the year so far, according to Time Magazine.
Oh, this is good.
Do you want to see if you know what some of these are?
Well, I mean, I guess if Beale Street Could Talk has got to be on.
That is number 8. Is that like a documentary?
No, it's the guy that did Moonlight. So every time he does something now, everyone's like got a gush over it. I haven't seen it, but
Moonlight
was
pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't know if it was Best Picture worthy. I did like La La Land.
That's
more.
A gay kid, right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is
But that was kind of a debacle there.
So basically, this is our first. I'm going to say this is in our inaugural end of the year list. Mm-hmm. I just realized I don't think we've done one of these thus far. So this is Time Magazine's entry into.
Were they able to put like the late movies? Like, is Mary Poppins on there?
Mary Poppins isn't on here. They clearly have seen some movies that.
Is Vox Lux on there?
Nope. 10 is Paddington 2.
Oh, it was so good,
which
you guys.
You loved,
oh,
right?
My God. That was unbelievable.
Well, you didn't see it, Hooman, so you should have
I did.
Wait
see
a minute.
It. Of course I saw it.
I have to interrupt. I'm so sorry. Have you guys, what am I seeing in the Lion King ad?
Yes.
Is that
live action?
They taught those animals to do all that.
Can
stuff?
You believe it?
They
it's
really.
The lion winks and everything. Right. And the baboon is like real.
How's he do it?
How does he pick up the baby lion?
How do they not eat each other is my question. Yeah. You know, the whole, like, all the zebras hanging with the lions. I'm like, seems unlikely. But, you know, when you train an animal up real good.
Have you seen the ads?
I have. You know, that's the second most viewed trailer of all time. Like,
there's
single
is.
Day
there's
viewing.
I watched it. There's nothing that compares to it in the world.
Mm. Well, actually, what's the one with the pig?
Babe.
It's kind of like that.
It's not like that at all.
It's a little bit like that.
All the animals.
They taught all those animals, too.
It's
they,
unbelievable.
They taught them stuff. Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Make fun. I'm telling you.
I agree with you. It looks absolutely great. Of course, I love The Lion King anyway. And then to see it with actual lions, I was like, what? This is great.
I hope they add some new songs to it, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope. I mean, let's hope they add more. Let's have all the old songs and 10 new songs.
Right. You know why they did this? Because Beauty and the Beast live action did so well.
Mm-hmm. We can
it's
expect
unbelievable.
This for all of them.
It's going to take over the world. Mm.
Anyway, Paddington 2 was number 10 on this list. Uh-huh. I have, I don't know, 6 minutes left. I might be able to get through this
You'll
list.
You'll get through it.
We'll see. Bohemian Rhapsody is number 9.
Oh, that's a good
that
choice.
That is a good movie. Yeah. They've got If Beale Street Could Talk, which I don't know anything about, at number 8. A Star is Born, they have at number 7.
Oh,
that is good.
Good.
Number 6 is Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's Melissa McCarthy. And she's like someone who plagiarizes people's books and works and then makes it her own books.
I feel like that was out a few months ago.
Yeah,
and they thought that was great.
Yeah, it didn't get good reviews. Time Magazine is always a little off.
They put it at number 6. They have the number 5 is the movie you're reviewing this week.
The favorite. It's very exciting. Emma Stone. Me and Rudy. It's Thursday.
Emma Stone's breasts are in that.
Oh.
Are you very excited about that?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Well, she and Rachel Weisz are competing to be the queen's favorite. I don't know what queen or what time period. Or I mean, they're definitely in costumes. So.
Do you mean the band Queen?
Nope.
No. See, I'm not going to
like
it then.
Like an actual queen of some country or
and
something.
And it's old-timey language, too.
Awesome! Boo. My kind of thing. Oh, I love it.
95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Wow. Number 4 is Eighth Grade, and that is a movie that Bo Burnham put out this year, isn't
it? Did you see it yet?
I didn't. My kid's been begging me to see it.
Who's Bo Burnham? Say it like we should know that.
A comic. Well, he's big at my house. My kids love this guy. I don't even know how old he is now, but I've been watching videos of him for years.
So he's a YouTube guy?
He was a YouTube guy, and then he started doing his own shows, and they are comedy shows, but they're sort of leaning toward a one-man show kind of thing. Like, he plays songs, and he's very funny, very clever. I don't know how old he is now.
He's 28 now.
Okay. So he is. I don't believe he's even in this movie, but this is his movie that he did this year, Eighth Grade.
I was mistaken about Can You Ever Forgive Me. It has 98% of Rotten Tomatoes. So maybe I'll go back and check that out.
That's the Melissa McCarthy one, you say. Well, she's great. Well, she is it? I assume it's a comedy.
No,
she's in it. It's not a comedy. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a stretch for her. First Reformed is number three on this list. I've never heard of First Reformed.
I don't know what that is either.
And maybe we never will. Number two on this list, this is Time Magazine. This
is
our first.
Oh, it's Ethan Hawke as a priest. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, they have it as the third best. Number two is the Mr. Rogers movie. Mr. Rogers,
brilliant.
Won't You Be My Neighbor? And this is the Time Magazine top 10 movies.
And that's not out yet.
No, it's been
out
for a while.
Oh, it is.
So Won't You Be My Neighbor's number two. And their number one pick.
Here we go.
The Mule.
No. Oh. Although I do see ads for that all the time. Clint Eastwood won.
Yeah. I bet he's going to win some stuff for that.
Yeah.
Their number one pick is another movie I've never heard of. Roma.
R-O-M-A?
R-O-M-A. Mm. They say that's the number one movie of the
You don't year. Know?
He's looking it up.
Oh, I remember writing to the movie studio about this, and I didn't remember getting a invite to see
Who's
it.
Who's in it?
So it's Netflix put it out.
Oh.
And it's a bunch of people you've never heard of. It's a foreign film.
How about the director? It says Academy Award winner Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, so let me see. Right. He did Gravity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was really good. See, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, he also did one of my top five favorite films of all time. He did Y Tu Mamá También. Mm.
I'm just going to give you a couple headlines here. Oh. You can stop me if you want more. Hugh Hefner dumped a bunch of personal sex tapes in the ocean right around the time Pam and Tommy Lee's tape came out. He went, oh, man.
Well,
I can't.
So he went littered?
Yeah. He actually put them in a chest, lined it with cement, and made one of his people drop it in the ocean. That dude is apparently dead, the guy who dropped it in the ocean, mm-hmm. so we can't, like, check with him mm-hmm. on this. But I guess that he had hundreds of personal sex tapes and pictures. Women would give him photos. He supposedly had naked photos of Marilyn Monroe. Orgies that had filmed with major male movie stars.
I believe it.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he threw that in the ocean. He littered.
Is there more?
Is there more what?
To the story. You said you can stop me if you...
You did sort of stop me, so I gave you basically all the... That's it.
Oh, okay.
All the details are right there. There were orgies. There were big stars. And you'll never know because they've been dumped in the ocean. Phil Mickelson edged out Tiger Woods. He took the $9 million prize in the winner-take-all showdown on Friday.
You feel like you missed out on the orgy thing?
No,
I mean, you don't do
it
now.
Don't.
I mean, we're too old for that.
But. I do not. Do you feel like you... It seems like you might feel like you missed out.
Well, I don't know. There weren't a lot of orgies going on around me
when
I was young.
Maybe you should have said, hey, anybody want to have an orgy? Maybe that's all it would have taken.
Up in the treehouse? Yeah.
It just didn't seem to be
sort
around.
Of, you know, group sex.
No, it wasn't. No, two people watch me do it. That's not group sex. Mm.
It's weird, though.
It is weird. But it was my first try, and I wasn't going to let that intimidate or stop me at all.
Right.
Anyway, you feel like you missed out at all on the orgy thing? She does. I do, too. Like, if there were options, if it had been around, if I'd been at the Playboy Mansion when everyone was stripping.
Maybe not so much the orgy thing, but the two-guy thing.
Oh, you wish you'd done that.
Yeah.
Well, that would have happened for sure.
Could have made that happen.
I just never thought about it.
Yeah.
All you have to do, I imagine, at an orgy is point it in the air and someone's going to... You know I can't say the word I'm thinking.
I know. I'm thinking of a word
point
too.
Point what
like
in the air? Like your
that.
Butt?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, what's he pointing in the air?
You know, we could do that.
I think of one pointy thing.
No, I'm saying that, you know, you go start doing the thing with your face, and you know, I'm sure someone walking by would be like,
I don't know what happens at his orgies. So strange. All right,
that's open for business.
Hey, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know. I have to fan myself for a few minutes.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This holiday season, we're asking you to share your toys with us. We are collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots at Alice in Winterland, December 6th at the Masonic. That is next... Is that next Tuesday? I think it is.
Alice
right?
Thursday night. Alice
next Thursday. Okay, got it. I can make that happen. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go. I think I'll go to that. Anyway, it's completely sold out. So if you do have a ticket for that, please bring a new unwrapped toy. We'll have the Marines on site. You'll see where it's going. You know, it's right there. We'll be doing a big collection. Help us bring a little holiday cheer to Bay Area families in need. And coming up at 7 o'clock, your first chance today at Winterland Tickets. So make sure you're here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website and you can watch this show.
Hello.
We're probably all 5 pounds more fun after a nice holiday vacation.
I lost like 3 pounds over vacation.
Get out. Shut up.
I did. I got on the scale this morning and went, huh, look at that.
Way to go.
Did nothing.
I got a ton of exercise, and yet being around on Thanksgiving Day.
Because you made food at your house.
Right. You sit around, chips get put out.
Yep.
Oh, that dip's pretty good.
Yep.
I had my quota of soda and chips by noon. I was done. I was like, oh my God, I've already used
I'm
up
telling
all
you,
my...
the not making food at your house, it's key because then you also don't have it left over at your house. You don't have a
for
big thing
days.
Of turkey soup. You don't have
over
delicious turkey sandwiches or right. two pies left over. Oh, my God. I'm never making Thanksgiving dinner again.
Anyway, check us out at RadioAlice.com. Here's some of the stuff that's happening.
All right. What's happening, Vinny?
One of the things is apparently we're about to land on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
No people.
Mm-mm.
But NASA's InSight Mars lander reaches Mars today, and apparently they've done this before. They know how to do it, and they think they're going to pull this off.
Well, I hope that they do. This one's going to drill down?
After a nearly seven-month deep space journey covering more than 300 million miles, the lander is set to touch down on Mars today, this afternoon.
God, it's such a long flight. So long.
Just before, it'll be around noon our time.
All right.
So you'll be able to watch the action live at space.com from NASA.
All right.
So I know you're into that.
I am. I was actually just watching a graphic they had on TV where after it lands, they're going to drill down and see what's inside. They assume it's made of the same stuff as Earth, you know.
Oh, into the planet itself.
Right.
So, yeah, that's
so we
exciting.
Can rape it for its resources.
Right.
So,
well, that's, you know.
That's the point, right?
The human way.
That is our way.
Right. So that's happening today around noon, everyone. The other story that I was riveted to this, and I'm going to let you decide. Uh-oh. I saw this over the vacation.
All right.
China.
Yes.
Has started ranking citizens with a social credit system. You saw this.
This has been talked about for a while here.
Since 2014, they've been talking about it, but the story broke over the weekend.
So it started.
They've started it, but it will be fully implemented by 2020. And in a way that you can't opt out.
No.
This is their...
Opting out gets you negative points.
Right. The social credit system they're putting in place can earn you benefits based on your behavior, but also can have very serious problems for you if you're not doing well in their system. Like, you won't get to fly or take the train if you don't have good social standing. They'll also throttle your internet speeds if you're not in good social standing.
Mm.
You could be banned, or your kids could be banned from the best schools.
Mm. Yeah, maybe it's just me. This seems absolutely horrible. I think there's also bonus points for like turning in neighbors who haven't taken care of their house. Or something.
People can be rewarded or punished according to your social credit scores. It's sort of like if we all have your financial credit score.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that number that you get is the number you walk up and say, I'd like to buy a house. And that number keeps you or lets you get that house. This is similar in that you're going to get a ranking and it's going to be based on your behavior.
Seems super wrong. Did you guys see that Black Mirror episode? I think it's Bryce Dallas Howard stars in it, where everybody has a ranking, 0 to 5.
Uh-huh.
And depending on where your ranking is whether or not you can travel, and is whether, I mean, maybe it was based on what was coming out of China at the time. This seems really bad and very wrong.
Your social credit could get your dog taken away.
Oh, boy.
Depending on how well you've managed that.
Goodbye.
You could actually just be named a bad citizen.
Mm.
So, like, you know, if you get to a certain point, you're just beyond redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just blackballed.
It's bad. This is terrible. It's bad. Very bad. Jam on it.
Now, if you're good, you'll have all kinds of perks.
Oh, great.
You'll get to stay at the best hotels.
Mm. Well, do you get a discount there?
More matches on dating websites.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You'll also get discounts on energy bills, rent.
So they're hoping that this will encourage... Really? Oh, wow.
Well...
So they're hoping this will encourage people to be the best possible citizens they can be.
Right.
But
you'll get better interest rates at banks.
It's horrible.
So you don't like it?
I don't.
All right.
I think that could go horribly awry for some people.
Well, yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, you should try to be a good person and then you won't. Well,
oh, my God.
Of all people to say that, right?
I know, but the thing is, like, because people can report other people. Like, if you decide that you're not into your neighbor, who might be a very upstanding citizen, but you just don't like him because one time his dog crapped on your lawn or something, and now you start reporting him for all this stuff and whittling away at his good family.
Or your ex-girlfriend doesn't care for you anymore, and she's reporting your abusive.
Yeah, this is not...
What happens to the children, too? Like, two bad parents hook up, and then they have a kid.
They start out already?
The children suffer, too, because they can't get the good stuff.
Yeah, the kids cannot go to a good school if you've been bad.
Oh, boy.
Or someone reported you as being bad.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who says, this seems effed up.
A little bit.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vinny. All right.
No, I truly, as I read that story, I was like, well, I would be.
We'd all be.
I'd never.
You know how many complaints we get?
I'd never have earned my way back in.
We'd be done. Oh, my God. Our rent would go through the roof, et cetera.
Right.
Our kids would be kicked out of school.
Okay. Well, from that to this.
All right.
I wanted to follow up on the story. Laura Avila. 36, from Texas. She traveled to Mexico for plastic surgery on her nose, among other things. And apparently things went bad before she ever even was touched by the surgeon. She ended up in a medically induced coma after suffering complications, a heart attack, and brain damage. And now it looks like she's dead.
Oh, no, this poor lady.
So she was in a coma for a while, and I guess the family had some hope, but I wanted to follow up.
They raised a ton of money for her on GoFundMe.
She went from beautiful, happy, well, I don't know if she was happy, but she went from seemingly beautiful, healthy person to dead over her nose shape and size. Awful.
It is awful. Medical tourism.
Yeah.
We learned about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's at 81,000, and they're trying to get 150 grand.
Wow. Well, have they stopped trying?
Yeah,
I mean she's passed away.
Is it closed down yet?
So. No. This is 810 people in 19 days. The last person who gave was 9 hours ago.
I wonder if this is now covering the medical bills that she's already incurred
maybe.
Paying for a funeral.
Yeah. Because didn't the last time you reported, they wouldn't release her body. Well, she wasn't dead yet, but they wouldn't release her or her medical records.
Yeah, exactly right. A realtor.
Yes.
I used to work for a realtor.
Doing what?
I used to hold open houses. This is when I was a teen. Mm-hmm. I didn't really hold the open houses, but I wasn't a good employee. Let's just put it that way.
Shocking.
Anyway,
your score just went down.
I know. I'm telling you, I'd
never
gotten.
We won't be able
to
tell any more of our bad stories.
I would never have gotten. High school would have doomed me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Those were the years. Anyway, but this guy was a hustler, man. He worked hard and he never stopped. and he was, his whole house was his office.
Mm.
He was just, you can make a lot of money if you're willing to work that hard, I think. Maybe that particular market or job market is filled now and there's not quite the...
Yeah, I don't know. How's Peter Cook from Lighthouse?
He's doing well.
Great. He's a hustler.
He does work hard.
He's hot.
There's a woman named Kristen Gildenedge.
Oh.
She's a real estate agent in Houston. She recently couldn't get any interest in a house she was selling in Conroe, Texas.
No one cared.
No one cared. So she took new photos of the house featuring two fitness models in their underwear.
Oh.
So a couple hotties.
Posed around the house.
Right.
All right. And then what happened?
Well, the Houston Association of Realtors pulled the photos off the listing because people were complaining. What is this? Porn?
Were they actually naked?
No. Just hot chicks and, you know, lingerie.
Oh. Just lounging around in this house that no one cares about. All right, yeah, let me have a look at this.
What Kristen found was that it worked. Oh. That although she got 100 complaints, over 10,000 people saw the ad, and she had 6 showings yesterday.
Oh, great.
Which proves...
Sex sells.
Still sells,
yeah.
Even though we're supposed to be better than that.
We're not.
We're not.
Mm-mm. We are all human animals. Let's have a look at these.
Oh, look
models.
At that. Oh, look at
yeah,
that.
It's a male model, right?
Oh.
It's a woman and a man.
Oh, nice. It's like what
she has a very strong buttock.
Oh, wow. Oh, they are having look a massage. That. Oh, she's walking up the stairs, mm-hmm. and he's coming down the stairs, so her head is right at a certain level.
It does.
She's leaning over the kitchen countertop. Just she's wearing, like, I don't know, what, are those, like, long socks, like, over-the-knee socks?
Yeah, and boy and shorts.
Booty shorts, yeah.
Pull-up things. And he's looks naked with an apron on.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where she's folding laundry in the booty shorts. Or
yeah.
What are those? What is that called when they're way up over the? I mean, those are. It's like if you took booty shorts and pulled them up to your belly button.
Well, I mean, they could be underwear briefs.
Oh, there they are, cooking together. She's sitting on the countertop.
That's what my house looks like. I don't know about you guys.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
The house looks great.
It does. It's
oh,
beautiful.
Look at her.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
In the photo where she's getting a massage, she has.
She's popped it up.
Arched back.
Yeah.
She's popped it up a bit.
Pushed that into the air. For the purpose of the picture.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yep.
6 showings over the weekend.
Great.
And
this looks great.
That lady hustles, or that lady's a perv? Or both, I guess.
She did what she had to do to sell this one listing.
She's a hustling perv.
Yeah, it's a hustling perv.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Some of the best hustlers are pervs.
Not something I would do, but whatever.
Sure. You might be desperate to sell a place, and so you just feel like,
desperate times.
I'm going to pull out some boobage here. Make
right.
this happen.
Makes me look every time.
We all just looked at that house. And it's cute.
The house was?
Yeah, the parts I can see. Yeah. Kitchen
anyway,
looks nice, big.
Sarah, you like to be the decider.
I do like to decide things.
So you decide.
All right. Help me.
When does Christmas season begin?
The day after Thanksgiving.
So it's on.
It's on.
All right.
Yeah.
Most people answered December 1st.
Oh, all right. Nah, it just seems like I give up. Like, after Thanksgiving, I just give up. I mean, you know, the thing is, sometimes you'll walk into, like, a Home Depot or something, and it's mid-October, and they've already got, like, a bunch of stuff out for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Home Depot's in full...
Yeah. Sears.
I don't know.
Is there other Searses anymore?
I don't think so.
You know,
so.
Wherever you go.
I don't think
seems
there
Seems like
are.
Macy's, you know, August 1st.
Still around.
The Macy's stuff.
I was tripping out because I went... Near where I live, there's a lot of Christmas tree farms,
mm-hmm.
the places where people go and you can cut down your tree.
Yeah.
And I was tripping that people are already getting their trees. And they do have a shelf life, you know? I mean...
They do.
And
keep them watered.
Can you keep it from now till Christmas?
I can't. I never get it this early. I feel like 2 weeks out, you know?
It does seem like...
We are going to be in Tahoe this year, so we're getting ours the day we get up there, like the Saturday we get up there, and then we're taking it down Christmas night and leaving on the next day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You going to ski?
If there's snow.
There is snow. A bunch
if
of snow fell.
I know. Well, it needs to keep falling, and it needs, and the temperature needs to stay low.
I heard it's going to be great.
I heard we're getting a... There's starting rain tomorrow, but Wednesday looks really rainy.
Yeah,
up to 4 inches of rain.
It's going
to
dump.
Yeah. Keep on dumping.
And I can check the Tahoe report, but I bet you it's going to dump.
Yeah,
snow.
Let's look at the Tahoe report.
It would
you
be...
You should check that.
Well, while I look at that, the 49ers and Raiders both lost, but your Pats won. Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How you feel about them?
I don't...
Your boys get together and watch the game?
My brother's in Florida.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's coming bad. Home today.
Oh, good.
Miss them. I actually do miss them.
You have
them.
A nice break from them, though?
It was nice. It was just the four of us. You know, Riley was home from school, and so the four of us hung out. We watched a lot. Oh, my God. We watched this show called Bodyguard. I think it's on Netflix. And it's Rob Snow, the guy who gets killed at the Red Wedding.
I don't know that guy.
Rob Snow, Kit Harington?
No. Rob, that's Jon Snow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Rob Stark.
Okay.
Rob Stark. Uh-huh. So he is, it's an English thing where he is a police officer and he gets assigned to be a bodyguard for like one of the ministers, you know, in Parliament. And it's only 8 episodes or 6 episodes maybe. And it's so good. It's fast, and we watch that, all of us.
We have snowfall in Tahoe on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
What are the daytime temperatures?
Why do you want to do that?
That's why.
42 degrees, 37 degrees,
oh, that's nice.
34 degrees
nice,
on Saturday.
Nice.
Looking good.
Yeah.
We are looking good.
I don't like that 42, but the rest of it looks pretty good.
42 is fine.
It's a little warm.
It'll be fine.
Yep.
Gonna
I
be
right.
fine.
Keep
That's 42 at the ground level up.
What's
the mountain.
What's the
extended it'll be...
forecast look like rain wise for us? Like, I mean,
for us,
for all of us, for you
for
know,
San
us,
Francisco,
for Tahoe,
let's pull up SF.
I want to see. You know,
we have rain.
California. What are
we
you
have
talking?
Rain falling Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. A break on Friday and Saturday, more rain, and then another rainstorm Tuesday and Wednesday of the next week.
Great. Mm. So it's winter now.
We've begun.
Great.
It's on. what else do I got? Oh, a couple text messages. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah lied to us.
About what?
Lion King is digitally animated. It's not filmed live.
Oh, real? Oh, my God. They didn't train those animals?
Well, that was the question.
That is so strange. Huh.
I was wondering how they made that baby lion do all that. I'm
I know.
Like, wow,
how does it do
guy.
It? Seems like a, you know, very amenable to
I had to
acting.
Watch it when you guys were talking about it because I hadn't seen
it's
it.
It's unbelievable.
It pretty neat. Yeah.
It's unbelievable for a reason.
Because it is.
Yeah. 707 says, welcome back. I missed you guys so much.
Oh, thanks for being here when we got back.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, you know, if you think you had a bad vacation... This guy had a worse one.
Oh, really?
Also, Kim Kardashian high on ecstasy. Let's talk about that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.